Behold, the days are coming when they will say, blessed are the barren and the new and the man, the breast and the rest. And then we begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. But you do these things, we are grieving, but one thing we have done. The reason we know that the universe is Christ is suffering, and continues to suffer as we choose things to others. Others who were criminals, the other way to be put to death with him, when they came to the place that is called the skull, there they crucified him, and the criminals went his way. And when he was left, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. And they cast lots into the miners' markets, and the people stood by watching, and the jeweler stopped at their sight. He said, Brothers, what is it that you saw the Christ of God for the soldiers? The king of the Jews saved himself. He's also been preaching over you. This is the king of the Jews. Other criminals who were standing railed at him, saying, Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us. But the other rebuked him, saying, Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? For we have done justly, and we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. This man has done nothing wrong. And he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he said to me, Truly I say to you today, you will be with me in paradise. Now at this point, Jesus is in the process of surrendering his life for our sins. His precious blood is still being shed at this very moment when he utters these words. There are some that would suggest that the criminal's confession and his salvation is a pattern for us to follow. Well, let's turn to Romans now, chapter 5, verse 6, to see the pattern of our salvation. Again, Romans chapter 5, verse 6. For while we are still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person. But God shows his love to us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we have been reconciled, shall we be saved by his blood. More than that, we also rejoice in God. We have now received reconciliation. Now we know from the Gospels that Jesus can forgive sin and cleanse. Mark chapter 2. When he tells the criminal at the crucifixion, who many people refer to as the eternal promise, that he would be with Jesus in paradise, I believe God's word. I know it can be true. And to be perfectly honest, when people refer to the leaf on the cross and will make an argument, I honestly, do not understand the connection. I apologize to speak to you, but I don't understand what that circumstance that I think on the cross has to do with the New Testament faith that we have today. And I don't see how it relates to what we just read into Romans chapter 5. I mean, I'm not going to be consistent with the side of the Bible. In fact, I think if you were honest with yourself, you might even be tempted to wish that, you know, maybe it would be convenient that the story of the so we wouldn't have to have this discussion. But I think we'd be missing something. I wonder if we haven't been missing something when we read that story. Because when we read it, I think a lot of times the first thing that comes to mind is all the people brought us. Yes, we tend to argue about that. But see, when God records that thing in his word, he does it for a reason. So then we have to ask ourselves, what do we don't want from what Jesus does on the cross? And I think if we stop at this word of God's argument, we're missing a point. certain